Hi there. Hi, bunny whispers. Give me a hug. I've only just got round to listening to your ramble, your little audio. You know, 5 days late. Better late than never. Well, I must admit my time is limited, and so I usually listen to the male voices, as they are my thing, my comfort, and my the right word, hobby. It is so, well, comforting to hear a voice sometimes. I imagine they're really close. You sound so discouraged. I felt like I had to do a response too, because it's not what should be going on here on PTA. I don't think any of us want anyone to feel discouraged or criticised, or that they're not good enough somehow. I mean, you mentioned that you're audios aren't this or aren't that. But what about the stuff that they are? I like to think that people say things to help, you know, constructive criticism. But maybe like me, you take your audios to heart and want to please others with them. And when you find out some people have other ideas, and it hurts. I mean, it bursts your bubble. The same way someone, you know, would if they criticised your painting or a meal you made for them, or even a cuddle that you gave them wasn't quite right. Don't listen to that negative set of thoughts. Don't doubt. Just keep going. You have a unique quality. You will find more fans. The number of listens on PTA is slow. We just don't get the through traffic that GWA gets. But of course, GWA gets, well, maybe it's not your thinking man's sort of traffic, you know. Maybe they're not there for intellectual stimulation, if you know what I mean. Yes. I think it's a kind of quick fix for a lot of people who go there. Whereas PTA, I like to feel, is the connoisseur. The one who wants to savour, to linger, to, well, to lay in their bed, probably late thing at night, cuddling pillow or their teddy, or the pillow and their teddy, or their blow-up doll. Maybe not so much the blow-up doll, but you know what I mean. Their proxy. Our proxy. We're like some long-lost girlfriend or boyfriend that's no longer there. Someone that's missed. Someone they used to kiss. Or someone they hope to kiss. Yeah. It's not really about them in the other sense. Not really. It's about sharing something of yourself. Your creation, your thoughts, your mind, your voice. And finding that place you like and inside yourself, you know, and showing it off for you, for yourself. Hopefully there are enough people about that soon enough even though they may not comment, they listen regularly. I mean, we're all amateurs. That's what's so nice about it, actually. If people wanted to listen to that polished and professional stuff, then they can. I mean, that's promoted all over the place. Here is where the real voice is. The real heartfelt sounds and words. The real happiness, the real smiles. The real whispering comfort. That's here. It's all here. That's why it's special. It's the gentler side of it all, my dear. Slow and sure, gentle, not brash. Loving, not fucking lusty, you know. And all. We cuddle and rustle our covers and read and write and hold hands and sit closer, prick up our ears, smile, sigh, squeeze pillows. Don't let yourself get disheartened. Let yourself be. Just be you. You have as much right as the next one to post, and you have as much talent too. Post and share. Share that part of you that is there and build on it, add to it, and please you, yourself. You're the only one that makes you happy, really, at the end of the day. You're the only one that's going to really deeply, deeply think about your audios. Others are just kind of passing by and tell us another story. Tell us what makes you happy. Take a minute and decide what makes you happy. Share the things you want to share. I bet there's loads of disappointed people who are too scared to post or too scared to be an actual Redditor that never registered but just come by. They don't comment or can't comment. Just keep sharing. I've tried to mind read from time to time, but it turns out I'm usually wrong. Apparently people are only in charge of their own thoughts. Unless Professor Xavier is real. Dum, dum, dum. Sorry, almost got distracted with some thoughts then. Anyway, big hugs. Love, Rosie. Silly bugger. Ooh, have a cuddle.